You are listening to Keep It Real with Terry and Sonny. And today, I was asking God what would be a good thing to teach on today or preach on today. And, well, tomorrow's New Year's. I ain't going to say no date, but
just all right. Exactly. Yeah, it is.
But tomorrow is New Year's, okay? So as I was seeking God, I he gave me the word reflection, okay? Mm. And so that's going to be the title, reflection, okay? All right? And so that's the title. So we're gonna look up the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. And in his word it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." And that's the script, one of the scriptures that we're going to cover today, okay? So with reflections, it's very important for your spiritual growth.
Right.
All right? You know, very important for spiritual growth. It will accelerate and deepen your spiritual growth when you reflect on the meaning of scriptures in your life.
Right. Right. Yeah. This year has been one of the years where you just want to take the calendar and you just want to burn it and then stomp on the ashes and everything, because it's been a year, but it's just been like a crazy year. There's been so much going on and everything, and it's one of the years people want to forget. But you know what? I find, Terry, even when, like you said, reflection, when I look back, it's those kind of years, the years I think is the worst years of my life, mm-hmm. is the years I learned the most.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that's when God teaches, because God always, when a plant goes, like it's like a plant, when it goes into dormant and everything, you think that, most people think the plant's dead, but it's actually regrouping and mm-hmm. it's getting itself together and getting in better.
Right.
Because I got a tree. It's a great myrtle tree. At the end of the year, it's like all the bark just starts falling off the tree. Mm-hmm. It looked like the tree's dying. I got like moss on it and just bark's falling off of it and everything is thing. But then over the winter, when the tree comes back, it's like it looks like a brand new tree. This is all nice and shiny, the bark's beautiful, mm-hmm. everything looks good and everything. But so there's a lot that happens to you in the time of reflecting and looking right. back and see what God's done for you. Because if you take all your bad situations and you use it to your advantage,
because
right. the Bible said we overcome the enemy by the word of our testimony.
Amen. Amen.
And our testimony is what happens, the stuff that happens to mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. But we have to look at it and
right.
see, okay, what is God doing
Amen.
In this situation? You know, I was thinking, I wanted to say one more thing. You know, I was thinking this morning, you know, a lot of people, when they go through times and bad things are happening and everything, and you know, God said he delivers us out of everything. But also he says, like with Paul, when he didn't deliver Paul out of something, he said he gave us grace
Amen.
To go
grace,
through that.
Grace,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, you know, and when you're reflecting through that, that's one thing you got to consider, you know, in your life.
Amen. And, okay, so we're talking about reflection. And that, what is that? That's serious thoughts.
Right.
Right? And consideration.
Exactly.
You know? You don't take it lightly. You really, really go after it, okay? And you ponder on it, and you meditate. And we're talking about the scriptures, the word of God.
Right.
That's what we're talking about,
yeah.
okay? And so, you know, so we really take it serious, our thoughts.
Right.
You know, and we reflect on that. And you know, and we ponder on that, and we meditate on the scriptures. Not what the world says.
Right.
But what God says.
And not on your situation. Because you don't want to dwell on what happened
right.
in your life.
Right.
And then just become depressed about it.
Right.
You want to dwell on what God say.
Amen.
And what God's doing. And that's what you should be reflecting on.
True, true. So this is a good time to do this because, we can reflect on this past year.
Right.
But also we can reflect on the new year to come.
Exactly.
So this is a great time to do this, okay? All right? So really, I'm talking about, and I'm going to talk more about a practical way of doing this, okay? It's really like a checklist.
Whoa,
okay?
Come on, yeah.
You know? A checklist of your activities, your encounters, your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions.
Exactly.
Okay? You know? It's basically a personal inventory.
Exactly. You know, what you're talking about, I was thinking about that this morning because when I first started investing, and I do my own, I'm my own finance manager and everything, and I first started investing, and I made a lot of stupid mistakes. I mean, Terry, mistakes were made. I made a lot of stupid mistakes and everything. Yeah. But I reflected on that, and I learned some things. And as I learned those things, I got better and better at it. And you know, one thing I learned is you don't invest in a company that has a limited amount of people that's buying from it. Like when I first started investing, I invested in drilling companies. And you know what? Drilling companies, our prices are controlled by the big oil companies. So they're only going to make what the big oil companies want to make. But like you take a company like Apple, Apple got an unlimited audience.
Right.
Everybody wants an Apple. So they got more pricing power because everybody, they got so many customers, you know what I'm saying? Like Amazon and everything. But I had to learn stupid mistake my stupid mistake.
Right.
And if I wouldn't have learned from it, then I wouldn't have gotten better. And because I've gotten better, I'm able to make better decisions. And that's the whole point of reflecting back into the Word of God.
Right.
And so you can make better decisions in your life.
That's it. So, you know, again, we're reflecting, and it's a personal inventory. It's
exactly.
A checklist, okay? And but I also want to, you know, I'm also going to say it's a daily reflection. It should be a daily reflection. Some people do it weekly. Some people might do it monthly. Some people it's in it a year. But I would think, and look, this is for me too. Now, when God showed me this, I say, wow, this is for me. You know, and I didn't even ask God if he wanted to share this.
It's definitely for me too. You know? Exactly. I didn't see it, but that reflects to me.
I'm really, with God's help and Holy Spirit, I really want to start doing this.
Exactly.
Starting tomorrow. Okay, the first. Okay. And it's a daily reflection. Why wait a week or a month or longer? Because to me, it's just too many things can fall through the crack.
Right.
You know, if you do it daily, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, when you first start your first day, you know, you just reflect what happened yesterday. You know, it's like a journal, I never could write. I don't like to write a lot.
Right.
Okay? It's just me, okay? But the journal's fine. And people that can sit there and write their thoughts, go away. That's great. For me, I think if I could write something down, but if I had like a checklist, that would help me keep up.
Exactly.
Like inventory, like it helped me keep up. And I might start off that day, I might have 15, 20 things on that list.
Right.
You know? But then as each day, you know, and then at the end of the day, you reflect on it. Okay. And you go to God and you talk about it, and you pray about it. And the next day you wake up, you know, then you know what you got to do. You got that checklist.
Oh yeah.
And you
like
check them off. You check them off as you do them. Now, in no time, you should have, you know, cause you're seeking God and God's word. And we're talking about being God's word and he tells you what to do. You know, when you're doing that, you're checking them off. That 15, 20 list might come down to about 3, maybe.
Exactly.
And then you know that's the 2 you got to work on. You got to find, like all of them, you find scriptures that deal with that. You know, it could be some activities, okay, that take you away from God.
Right.
You know, you could be encounter different people, worldly people, whatever, that it can take you away from God. It's your thoughts. Your own thoughts can take you away from God. Your feelings, you know, and your motives. That all, you taking God off the throne, and you taking
for
control.
Yourself. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And not just taking God off the throne, but, you know, we should be getting better.
Yes. Yes.
We should be making ourselves better all the time. The Bible said we are transformed to be like Christ.
Amen.
And when we be like Christ, we got to become like Christ. And so you can set yourself a checklist, like you said, and say, these are all the attributes of Christ.
Right.
So this is what I should be acting like. And then you go from there. Okay, well, you start off, I like to start off with the easy ones. Okay, I can work on this one. This is easy. I can get this one out of the way fast. You know what I'm saying? And then you start working your way down. And look, if you make a checklist of that, trying to be like Christ, sure, you take the rest of your life to do that.
Right,
this is hard. It's not an easy thing. But you know what, Terry? You'll start getting better.
Right. And that's the point.
Might just be the first thing, you know, even if you knock off the one thing off that checklist in 1 year, you're a better
person.
That's
the beginning. You're starting.
Exactly.
You know? And it's like you were talking, said earlier, it's a deeper.
Right.
It's spiritual growth. And that should be, like you say, it should be a, you should be gradually be getting stronger and deeper, you know, the things of God, you know.
I tell you what helped me was, this is what helped me, guys, is I started reading a chapter of Proverbs every day.
Yes, that's good.
And I committed to doing that at the beginning of last year, and I seen in my life how it's changed me.
Right.
It didn't change me the first time I read it. I went through the first 31 chapters the first month, and I ain't really seen no difference.
Right.
Second month, just didn't really see no difference. Mm-hmm. Third month, didn't really see no difference. Fourth month, I started seeing a little bit of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth month, I started seeing a little bit more difference.
Right.
And now it's been about 2-3 years I've been reading it. And I tell you what, from the guy that I was to the guy I am now, it's a completely different God.
Oh, yeah.
Because I started implying the word,
Amen.
And it started convicting me and everything. And that's why it's good to work on yourself. Get yourself better.
Right. Yeah, because it's, like I say, it's a process. And
exactly.
And I think it's easy if you would do it day by day. It might look,
yeah.
It's going to look like a lot
exactly.
at the beginning, but anytime you start, it's going to look like a
That's
lot.
Always,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't care
it's
if you
like
do it
anything.
Daily, weekly, or yearly, it's going to look big
it's
at
any,
first.
You stop and think about when you do a job, when you go on a job, when you first start the job, it's like, oh man, look at my work I got to do and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But after you finish it, you're
right.
like, oh my God, this looks awesome. I'm so glad I did this. You know, because you have the satisfaction of the completion. You know
man,
what I'm saying? It's the same thing.
You take each day, you know.
Exactly.
That's why I like the daily one.
Right.
Because, you know, and like you say, you got to start somewhere. Don't, if you got a big old checklist or a big list, or, you know, don't worry about it. Just, you know, pray to God. God will show you. The Holy Spirit will show you where you need to start at, you know.
Right.
And then as long as you're doing it, God knows your heart. He knows you're willing. As long as you're trying. That's, you know, you say, you talked about grace. You know, God will bless you in his grace.
Exactly.
You're trying. Hey, we're not going to get this right. You can live your whole life and you're not going to get every, you know, you might get, let's say you get. Again, I'm just doing an example. Let's start off with, I start off with 20 of them.
Right.
I might get them all but 3. And, okay, so I'm working on those 3. Well, by the time I really get working on those 3, the other ones that were left I did already, well, okay, I got that down maybe, but there's going to be some new ones that are going to pop up.
Exactly. Well, you know, and when you were saying all that, I don't know if you're going there or not, but I was just thinking about, okay, well, what would be a good checklist?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like
mm-hmm.
if I don't have a checklist, right. I don't know how to make a checklist.
Well, you said some things. It could mostly.
And you know what I was just thinking about, Terry? You take the Beatitudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you write down
there's
every
no
Beatitude.
You
write down every Beatitude, and then the blesses the meek. Blesses the humble. You say, okay, am I meek?
Right,
am I humble? Am I this?
Right.
Am I that? And you start working your way down the list.
You can start off with the Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments,
yeah.
Exactly. That's another good one. I didn't think about that one.
How many of us actually follow that every one of them every day?
Yeah, exactly. That might probably be an easier one than
like
the Beatitudes.
Well, you were saying all this, and I got a few things that I say we could do, but actually, this made me realize that you could almost, it's the word of God, you can almost get anything, like what you said, and then what I said about the Ten Commandments, in the life of Jesus, almost anything you could start with.
Yeah.
The whole focus is that you turn into God, and you spending time with God,
exactly.
and in his word, okay?
Yep.
You know, and that's what God wants. God wants that, it's supposed to be a personal relationship. So you got to set that appointment. You got to set that time. God's there. God's always there. So you got to be the one that, hey, God,
yeah.
let's talk. You know?
You got to figure out a way what works for you and everything.
And I think a daily checklist, I say checklist, it's a personal inventory. It's a daily reflection. Because remember, we're reflecting. Because after you do that first day, don't let it overwhelm you. That first day, you just, that night you pray to God and then the next day you reflect on that the day before and you work on them. And each day is like that, you know?
Exactly. It's just like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get. You know,
right.
It's like when you first started driving. You was a horrible driver. You didn't know how to drive at all. And then next thing you know, you kept practicing, you got better and better and better at shooting, anything, whatever, any situation you do, but you got to work on it. You got to keep doing
it.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem
mm-hmm.
with, New Year's resolutions.
Right.
A lot of people start New Year's resolutions,
exactly.
but then they don't stick to them.
Right.
And because they don't stick to them, they don't get no better.
Right.
But you know, but there's a saying, forming a habit takes 21 days.
Right.
And once you start the habit, then next thing you know, it's hard to break it. and everything. But you got to work through it.
Well, you got to work at it.
You got to keep going.
That's why daily, I think, to me, daily would work better for me, because especially after 20 days, if you do every day.
It's like you say, and you know, that might be a thing too. You might maybe make yourself a short-term commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm gonna do this. Set a goal. Okay, I'm gonna do this for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That when you pass the 21-day mark, 30 days, I'm going to work on this checklist, and then I'm going to see what I can get done.
Right.
I'm not going to commit to a whole year, but I'm going to commit to 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get the 30 days done, you say, oh, well, you know what? I like doing this. Let me do another 30 days.
Right.
And then you keep moving it on.
Right. And it's very important what you're saying, and it keeps coming back to me, is that it's, you know, long as, you know, go to God and pray, and he'll tell you what to put down.
Exactly.
Because I'm just thinking all kind of things that you could put relationships up there. Of course, God be number one.
Right.
Got to keep that relationship right with him. Then your spouse, you know, that's got to be right after, you know.
Exactly.
And your kids and so on, you know. So you can start with that. The word of God, that's why to me, a lot of people say, well, let's start there when somebody first gets saved. Well, that's good. But, hey, God might direct you a certain place to go.
Exactly. You know? You never know what God's going to do. You know, because everybody's different.
The word of God is it's all focused on Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It all comes back to Jesus Christ, all right? But it's so vague. I mean, it covers everything. It covers everything you can think of, every part of your life. Everything about life and living, it covers.
Right.
You know? So we're not going to be so critical where you start. You know, if you really want to do it from the heart, God's going to.
Well, and that's the thing. The best, I feel the best thing is to start on something that's going to make you better.
Right.
It's going to make you better because you know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going through,
Amen.
But you know what you're going through.
Right.
You know the area, and you know the areas that you're weak in. I don't know the areas that you're weak in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So so it's easy to find things that you know that you need to work on because you just stop and think about it. So tell you know, I'm weak in this area. I'm weak in this area. I'm weak in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're married already, ask your spouse. She'll tell you, or he'll tell you what you're weak in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And they'll help you. They'll help you write things down that you need to improve on. You know, because everybody has stuff they need to improve on.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if you're not doing it for God, just do it for yourself. You're just gonna make yourself a better person.
That's right. And then again, you're reflecting on what happened today, but it's also you're reflecting on more.
Exactly.
And it's more easy if you take it day by day,
right?
Instead of a month or a year, you know?
Right. And there's a difference between reflecting on to make yourself better.
Yes, that's exactly.
And reflecting.
Exactly.
To harp on your past.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's two different things. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You can reflect on it and say, I need to work on this. I need to work on this. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I think really that would help you as long as you don't dwell on that.
As long as you're not dwelling on it.
Because, you ask God to forgive you, it's gone. It's forgotten.
It's gone.
Move on.
Yeah.
God said, move on. Okay. So I'm going to read that scripture again, now that you know what we're kind of talking about and then how this scripture applies. It says, this is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you.
Wow.
That's tomorrow. All right. And then more after that, That's the future. And then says the Lord. The Lord said this, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. So these plans are good, is to give you a future and hope, which we both need. We need hope, we need faith and hope and love, but it's for a future, a better future. I mean, once they accepted Christ, as a Lord Savior, we know, and if you know the word, you know what you're going after. Either after you pass death or the rapture comes, whatever comes, okay? You know where we're going, okay? But you still got to live this life. And we all know this past couple of years how life can be hard, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So this personal relationship, this daily reflection, is only going. It's like you say, it's only going to make you better in the Lord. It's going to bring you closer to God, and not saying you're not going to go through all these hard times. But it's going to be you're going to go through a different person.
Exactly. Exactly.
Different.
Exactly. I was thinking about what you were saying about how reflecting and everything. How at the beginning, y'all remember on one of our recent videos, I was talking about how my house got all damaged for the storm and everything, and it was messed up. And I was so despaired about it I didn't have no hope at all. But now as I'm fixing my house up and it's starting to look better, yeah, and everything's coming together, right, it's giving me courage. So as you're doing, as you're walking through the process, that's why I said at the beginning, do the small things first.
Right, right.
Check off the small things first. And even Dave Ramsey says that when he does the, when you said, when you want to get out of debt, go to the smallest debt and work your way up to the biggest debt. And he said, because the thing about it is, even though it doesn't make sense mathematically, mm-hmm, he said, but it makes sense mentally.
Right.
Because what it does, it triggers something in your brain. Boom, I got a victory. Yay! Now I got a victory. Let me try for another one. And you get another one. Yay, I got a victory. Hey. And you get another one. Yay, I got a victory. Yeah, right. And the more the victories you get, the more excited, yeah, you get. And you keep moving. And you keep getting plowing in. And then you keep going.
That's what it's
about. But if you first, if you do your first thing and you fail at it, and you're like, oh my gosh, Terry, God don't help me with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because you tried to climb this big old mountain.
That's right.
And you couldn't, right, you wasn't, that's, but right, you couldn't even climb the little anthill. Yeah. You know,
well,
what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, you know, like the life is hard, right? You look at this big old mountain.
Exactly.
You know, you're trying to get to the top, okay? But, and you know life is hard, right? But you know what? You're looking at that and say, man, that's, it's too much, man. I'm a slip and fall, whatever.
Exactly.
And then God said, no, look on the side. And there's a trail, that easy all walking trail, you, yeah, go all the way to the top. You still got to go through the mountain, you know, but you go on, it's easier.
Exactly.
You know, you got peace. You know, when I was, when the first COVID came out, I went to get tested because I wasn't feeling good, and went to the emergency room. And then, but they put me in the hospital for 5 days, you know, and I never been in the hospital my whole life, okay? And it was work, you couldn't see nobody. So I was in the, for 5 days, didn't see a soul, okay? You know? But you know what? I was smiling and I was happy the whole time. I had peace.
Exactly.
I wasn't even thinking about nothing bad or nothing, you know what I mean? I mean, I felt a little bad, but I mean, and then the nurses were coming after a couple of days and they were telling me, oh man, you know, like they were kind of saying, well, what's with you? You got people on this same floor that's hurting and they're crying and they can't stand it, and you got somebody dying and you sitting there smiling, you know, and you look like you happy. It's God.
It's the Holy Spirit.
It's
exactly.
The Holy Spirit, right. You know, and is this, but I had put time in God's word for so many years before that, you know, so I could be ready for a time
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, and you know what? Like I said, but you had the little victories all
right
along.
Oh,
like
yeah,
when the
yeah,
big thing
definitely
came, you know what I'm saying?
And talking about the little victory, when you was talking about the little victory, you said, when we get a little victory, we go, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what the devil does? Oh, no, don't do that.
You
hurt me.
That's why he wants you to go against the big. He wants you to come out there, and go after the biggest thing. And the next thing you know, and then you get defeated and you get discouraged. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to go for the small victories first. The
right.
Small victory, more the more small victories you get in the belt, the more confident you get. The more confident you get, the easier it is
that's
to take
it,
the bigger
thing.
You start off, you can take it into the world. When a boxer once comes into the ring, he doesn't start off fighting Mike Tyson, you know what I'm saying? Or Evander Holyfield or George Foreman. He's not going to start off with those guys. He starts out way down at the bottom in some little ring that nobody heard
nobody
of.
Nobody expects him to win.
Exactly.
When you said that, I think about the movie Rocky.
Yeah.
He was underdog. Nobody wanted him. Nobody
exactly.
Thought he was
you got to start from the beginning. You start off small and you work your way to the top.
And train.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, when we get in the spiritual realm and we get into the things of the Bible, the enemy wants us to go against the hardest thing first
because
he knows it's going to defeat us. And when he knows it's going to defeat us, he's going to get discouraged and you're going to give up.
Yeah.
That's why you got to get the victories. Right. Even if it's take the small ones first.
It's like for the people that love baseball, it's like a battle. You know, you just wait for your right. You wait for your pitch.
Exactly.
If you see that pitch that you know you can hit, and it's timing, and pow, you hit it over the fence.
Exactly. I learned that with the stock market. You know, I heard a guy say this. He said, "Buying stocks is like playing baseball." He said, "If long as you hit more than you miss, you're gonna win. You're not gonna hit every ball.
No."
And you're not going to miss every ball.
No.
But as long as you hit more than you miss, in the end, you're going to win. And it's the same thing. It's been life. long as you there are going to be goals that you're going to put on paper that's right. not going to be practical. You're just not going to be able to do it because you're not at the time. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase this. Not at the time you're not going to be able to do it because you're not going to be ready. Because sometimes our body gets over, we get overzealous, we get over ambition, and we want to do things, but we're not quite ready to do that.
Right.
That's why you got to have multiple things on the list.
Right.
And take the ones you know you can conquer first.
Right.
And you do that, then you'll succeed.
Amen. And I have another scripture I want to share, and this applies to all the things we say that you could do, you know, or what God shows you what to do, and make this checklist, this daily reflection. And it's not just making a checklist, but actually looking at it and go to God and reflect on it, right? Okay. And what he says, his word, okay? It's Proverbs 21:21. Proverbs 21:21, right? It says, whoever pursues godliness and unfailing love will find life, godliness, and honor.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening when you're doing this daily reflection. Remember, you're only reflecting the Bible, what God says about everything. You know, that's, you know, you're looking at that. You want to forget that your mess ups or your failures. You look into God, you look what he says. And you go into prayer and all that. And so I have a few of them that I listed, you know, but you covered a lot of different ones that I didn't. But it's like I say, it's no specific area. It's where you feel God wants to make that list and check them off. Now, I just added these to help you, you know.
Right.
And like I say, this scripture applies to all of these I'm going to say. The first one is, what did I do right today?
Come on,
you know,
good.
You know, at the end of the day, you look at the checklist or you make one and you check them off. Well, I did this right. I did that right. And again, it's not like you feel like you fail and you defeat it.
Exactly.
Because you got something you did
looking
right.
Looking at the positive things. Right.
Right.
That's good.
And then another one could be, where could have I done better?
Wow.
You know, you know, the ones you didn't do right or fail, you go to God and pray and say, well, how could I do this better? You know, and again, it's reflection on with God and his word. Because he wants you to be bat 100%. He
exactly.
wants you to hit home runs every time.
Exactly.
You know?
That's the goal.
No, that's the goal. And then let's see. Well, okay, the next one. The other one is was your motive self-seeking?
That's a good one.
Your motive, what's behind what you're doing, counts. You know?
Right.
You know, you got to have God's motive. You got to have God's word. You got to be doing with God's will. Everything is God. It's nothing about self.
Yeah, because if it's going against God's will. Now, don't get me wrong. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to have nice things. God wants you to have those things. So that's all in God's will.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? But even in that, you know, you can't go against God's will and expect God to bless it. Mm-hmm. God's not going to bless something that's against his will.
Right.
If, you know, God, like I said in one of the videos, God's not going to give you $1 million if it's going to cause you to quit coming to church.
Right.
You know, that's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Yeah, because that's the bottom line. You got to stop sinning. You know, okay. And another one would be, do you owe anyone apology? That's a big one. That's these are stumbling blocks that will stop your blessings and maybe finance coming through. So you have, at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, you got to reflect and ask yourself, do I owe anybody apology?
Yeah.
And all you got to do is just pray to God about everything. And then the next day,
that's a really big one because that'll definitely hinder your walk with God. If the thing about it is, we got to understand God forgave us so much because we was dirty, rotten sinners.
Right.
And he forgave us. And if you don't forgive, And then God's like, well, I forgave you, but you can't forgive somebody. And you've been forgiven of all this. You've been forgiven of sin, but you can't forgive them. That really upsets God.
Right.
You know what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Amen. And again, this is some examples you can use. You know, we Sunday covered a whole bunch of other ones you could use. But this, so I'm going to finish. Okay. Help you take a step back to examine your heart and conscience. Now, that I got a verse for that. It's verse Proverbs 27:19. Proverbs 17:19, and it says, as a face reflects in the water, so your heart reflects the person.
Cool, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So this is a very important one.
Yeah, because the mirror is not going to lie.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
You look in the mirror. If you look heavy in the mirror, you're probably heavy. You know what I'm saying? Or if you don't look handsome in the mirror, then you're probably not handsome. It just tells the truth. It doesn't make a picture. It just shows you the picture,
right.
And then you can see what the things are. you know, and but if it says you look good, then you just look good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not going to lie to you either which way. You know what I mean? And you know, and that's the good thing about reflecting yourself. You know what I'm saying? And the best way to reflect on yourself is not to use you as a reflection.
Right.
Do you take your word and use that as a standard to set yourself up? Because if you try, if I look at Terry and I say, okay, I like this attribute in Terry, I like this attribute in attribute in Terry, then I'm setting up a checklist that's flawed, because Terry's not perfect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if I use him as my standard, then he's not a good standard. Now, don't get me wrong, Terry's way above me. He's a really good standard for me to use, but he's not Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So you look in the Word and you find things like Terry just did. You took the things out of the Word and use those things in the Word, and you set yourself up with a good checklist from the Word and things God must approve. You're going to be a better you. And I promise you, if you do that, you're going to be a better. You take this, and you come in the end of the year. You,
that's what
if you just use those checklists, you're going to be a better person. It's not if you're going to be a better person. Might be a better person. You will be a better person. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know how when you find somebody and then we're talking about God and the things of God.
Right.
You find somebody that could be a mentor.
Right.
And you spend the time with them. That's going to rub off.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's in his presence, and you're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's sharing. He's giving you things. Okay, well, the Word says this, so I believe, guys, you got to do
that. That's why I hang around with Terry, because I got a good mentor.
So the same way that happens, when you spend time with God and his Word and prayer and all that, it rubs off. You become a better person. You become a more godly person. You get to be more close like Jesus.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about.
Our pastor tells us that all the time. You should have upward mentors, people that's mentoring you.
Yes.
You should have sideward mentors, people that you're talking to and the people you're sideward mentors should be people that's not dragging you down.
Right.
And then you should have under mentors, or people that you're mentoring. And so you should be lifting people up. You should have people that are holding you up, and then you should have people that are pulling you up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
And if you have all three of those areas, then you're going to be successful.
Praise
but
God.
If you're hanging, look, if you hang around with people, and everybody that you hang around with, look around your circle of friends. If everybody that you hang around with is more broke than you, complains all the time, or always got something negative to talk about, then you might need new friends. You know what I'm saying?
Don't hang out with these kind of people unless God shows you to share your light.
Right.
And after you do that, you leave.
Yeah.
And you might be able to come back another time, and because you plant some word in them, you know, through the Holy Spirit. And you come back and maybe to water it, but you don't want to stay with them the whole time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because they'll drag you down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be nice to these people.
Be friendly to them.
Show them the love of God.
That could be on your list.
Exactly.
Be nice to people.
Might be one you want to put.
Don't be a bully.
The top.
Don't be a bully.
You know what I'm saying?
Be sweet to people.
Yeah. And you might not want to start on that one right away, because that's kind of a hard one
to do. That's a hard one. Like, you know, you turn your cheek. You know?
Yeah. That might be an easier one to do than be nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. We almost finished with this, and our time's getting close. Another one is the area of your life that needs attention. That you got to put down in your checklist. You know, whatever.
Exactly.
It could be more than one. Okay. And as you get it accomplished, you check it off, okay? But you know. Another one is, once forgiven, we can realize that he has removed our sins as far from the east to as far to the west. Meaning that you checklist, you mess up, you go to God and ask him, God, forgive me, you forgiven. You know? And you got to forget about it and go on, because God forgot it. The scripture says he forgets about it.
Exactly.
All far as the east is to the west. That's a long one. And I have one more. That scripture, it's my last scripture, and it's in Psalms 103:12. And the word God says, he has removed our rebellion act as far away from us as the east is from the west.
Come on.
And the rebellion act, that's simply not obeying God.
Right.
And it could be something little, you know. And like you say, let's start with the little ones first.
That's what I would do. That's
and
my
check
suggestion.
Them off, you know. And so this should be a daily. For me, you know, you could do it weekly out there. You could do it monthly or every year if you want. But I personally feel that I'm going to start doing this daily because I think it would benefit me better. Because you're staying, you're checking yourself that I'm staying on track with God. And staying in His will, and for me, you know, personally, because I mean, you know, because the Bible's got general stuff for everybody, but he's got something more personal for you in His will than me,
right?
You know. So unless you spend the time and seek Him and do this inventory, you know, and do this reflection, you know, and I think if you do it daily, it'll be easier, you know.
Exactly.
It might start off like you say, it might be hard, it might have be a lot, but you chunk that off little by little every day, you know.
So if that's you out there and you want to become a better you and you say, look, I listened to this message and I got a lot to work on. I don't even know if I can even do it. It seems like it's a hard thing to do. It seems like more than I can handle. Well, you know what? You got a God up there.
Amen.
That wants to help you. He wants you to become a better you and He wants you to make a thing. And all you got to do is ask Him. So let's pray. And I like we always do. And we can pray to God. All we got to do is ask God to help us. Say, Father, I ask you to help Lord. Us to become better me. Yes. The person I am is not the person you want me to be. Mm-hmm. And Lord, I ask that you, whatever it takes, Lord God, just help me to change. Point out the areas that I need change in, Lord God, and help me to overcome those things. Give me the little victories that way I can get to the top one day, Lord God. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to thank you once again for coming. We look forward to seeing you each and every week. And we ask that you like and subscribe to these new videos. Amen.